Pastor Sheffield, if you could try to turn your volume down a little bit. I'm getting feedback through my headset. If you could just turn your volume down on the side of your phone. 14th Amendment, Section 1. And I'm reading a Turning Point USA copy of the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights. In bold, all persons born or naturalized in the United States. And then it goes unbold and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are, then back to bold, citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. Tom from Petoskey texted me a couple of text messages, and I'm still getting feedback. If you could move your headset just a little bit away from the microphone, it's back feeding into your mic. Okay, the 14th Amendment is the only place in the Constitution that is interpreted as to applying to newborn babies or minors. However, the Constitution is written to those who have reached the age of accountability as expressed by the phrase, quote, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. This applies to the parents of the babies, not the babies themselves. Does that not actually boil it down to what should have been the oral arguments in front of the Supreme Court? This has to do with the parents, has nothing to do with the babies themselves.
No, I don't. The opening line is all persons born.
Subject born. To the jurisdiction thereof.
In other words, all right, anybody born in the United States is a citizen. That's how the more progressives are interpreting this. But you take it out of its historical context. They were talking about slaves. That's who they were. They weren't talking about illegal aliens. That was not in their thinking at all, as you were so disrespectful to the court, and you, as you started off yelling at Mr. Roberts, myself.
Right. That's okay. That's the way I play attorney in real life.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, this was, it was clear. There's no questions about this. What the other side is arguing is, yeah, but we had the decision in 1898, Wong versus United States, and we had the decision in 1982, and which the court has ruled and has set this precedent, and we conservatives don't like to overthrow precedents, and so it has become settled law. They use that phraseology. It's settled law. That's what they say.
What law?
What law?
What law specifically has been settled? There's no law in the books for that. Illegal aliens to be able to bring their pregnant wives or women to this country and allow them to give birth to a child that shouldn't even be here because they both are here illegally and the baby should have never been born here. Show me the law that says that.
I'm just reading the 14th Amendment.
It's not the law. That's an opinion about slaves.
True.
It has nothing to do with illegal aliens.
Okay, let me back up. Who is responsible? What do we call it when? Who's responsible for interpreting the law? Judicial review. This is a court really putting itself into the law, and that's the argument, really.
Yes,
they're arguing. The other side argues, look, it's in the wording of this, whatever the history was there, Mr. Bishop.
Okay.
The wording says any person within its jurisdiction, the equal protection of the law. These people were born in the United States. They have equal protection. Regardless of legal or illegal, they were born in the United States. End of story. And you're arguing, as would have Abraham Lincoln, as I'm arguing, whoa, that's not the intention. That's not what they were thinking of. Look at the history around this. This wasn't about immigration. This was about slavery and making sure that former slaves and former slaves' children and grandchildren would have equal protection under the law. That's all this was about.
Right.
But now, but they choose to say, well, we're going to go with the strict wording Do you expect then that the wording of this should have said, this does, you know, quote in parentheses, this does not include illegal aliens? I mean, I think they assumed as much. They assumed, obviously.
They never in a million years could even comprehend that we would be allowing to happen to this country what has been happening for a long time, especially during the Biden administration, where they have allowed this to happen. Our founding fathers would be rolling over in their graves to see what's going on with the surrogate birth babies being dropped off here in the United States.
And the people that, the 14th Amendment after the Civil War, that's, you know, again, what Lincoln said, the intentions of the lawgiver is the law. But they don't want to look at the history. They're looking at the wording only and precedent. See, they're using this precedent idea,
but there is no precedent. That's what my argument is. It is instead of using the word precedent, you could say how they've laxed the interpretation or allowed the interpretation to allow certain practices to take place. Practicing an illegal activity does not make it legal precedent.
Well, yeah, they think it does.
But it's precedent.
Well, there you go. So,
that's what I'm so frustrated with Sauer. I think he did a very, very bad job in arguing the facts in front of the justices. Even Sotomayor and Craig, the liberals, they would have been stopped in their tracks if he simply would have said, this did not apply to illegal aliens. It was either born here or naturalized here. Are you a citizen? However, the baby should never have been born here if the parents are here illegally before the birth. Checkmate, mic drop. They're checkmated. There's nothing that Sotomayor Cragen could possibly do in that comment, and he never said it.
I think it's because people don't believe the intentions of the lawgiver is the law. They don't believe that anymore.
Wow.
They will say, well, look at over the last 127 years, it's been interpreted like this. It's been
the last 40 years at best.
Well, 1898 maybe was the 50, first.
Maybe 50.
Let me ask you this, Randy. What about a person that was here legally, had a green card, had been living here 20 years, and had a baby?
Sure.
Should that baby be a citizen?
The premise of your question, so I understand it, the parent is here legally, correct?
Correct. But they're not a citizen.
But they're here legally.
Right.
Yes, the child is an American-born citizen because they're here legally.
Okay, how about a person who was simply here legally on vacation or had permission from the United States? They're here 10 months and they have a baby.
Diplomats.
Right.
John McCain was a citizen, even though he wasn't born in the United States proper when he was born. He still was in a situation where his parents had permission to be where they were at and was in a jurisdiction. What was he? Puerto Rico? A territory?
I forget. Panama, I think.
Panama, yeah.
Okay. See, what I'm saying is, this is incremental. By the way, this happens in history all the time.
Incremental, but the fact still remains that you said they were here or there legally.
Saying that they were here legally. That means that, but that's not the intention of the 14th Amendment either.
But if you're going to interpret the 14th Amendment to say that it doesn't apply to illegal aliens, that's my argument. Let's take that point of the argument on if they're illegal. You're not here legally. You don't have the right to give birth to a child and automatically get citizenship for that child when you shouldn't even be in our jurisdiction.
Okay. I don't think that the authors of the 14th Amendment intended this for even...
Well, they sure the heck didn't intend what the progressives are trying to say it does.
Of course, but I don't think they intended it for legal immigrants either. I don't think that's what they meant. They intended it for freed slaves.
Right.
That's all.
And again, so my point, we don't have slavery anymore. Therefore, this cannot be interpreted in any way, shape, or form, and that President Trump's birthright citizenship executive order ban should be allowed to stand.
Well, I agree. So I don't think, if we're going to make the intentions of the lawgivers the law, I don't think that even people here legally who have children, that those babies should be automatic citizens. I don't think so. If we're going to take that, we're going to be pretty strict on this. That's not what they interpreted.
Not legal what they intended, therefore you can't use it.
Or especially illegally. Or how, I mean, and so, by the way, I heard that Roberts was kind of, well, you're giving these quirky examples. I mean, what if we had, an invading army came in and occupied a section of southern Texas and they had a bunch of babies? I mean,
brought their wives with them and they all gave birth.
Would they be citizens? That's nonsense. That's
crazy.
Excuse me. Let me use a word. That's stupid. That's stupid. You can't, and that's not the intent of the 14th Amendment. But people, see, there are two things that are struggling against each other. One is the exact wording of the text of the 14th Amendment. That's
well, you've got to read all of it. You cannot, like this particular copy of the Bill of Rights from Turning Point USA, you can't unbold and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. That part, why did they unbold that? Why do they not even use that in the arguments in court?
The bold part, that's not in the Constitution. There's no bold or not bold. That's not that
exactly
is
pretty, exactly my point. But it highlights exactly what was just, I think it was one of the justices. Born or naturalized are citizens of the United States thereof, wherein they where the state where they reside. Left it completely out of his questioning of the Solicitor General. We're going to wrap this up. Final segment of our history lesson debate today with Pastor Chad Phil. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Two more text messages from Tom. Babies born to non-citizens are not citizens. Baby born to citizens are citizens no matter where they're born. Are babies born to U.S. citizens born outside the United States, are they U.S. citizens? Yes. That's how it works.
Yes.
This has to do with parental status, not that of the baby.
I would agree. Yes.
Okay.
And the authors of the 14th Amendment would agree. Yes, that's true.
But then why is it they're going to rule against President Trump in June? June 30th is the deadline. Why are they going to do that? What are they going to base it on?
We're not sure of that, but it's looking like that. By the way,
and you know why? Because of Roberts. George W. Bush picking the biggest progressive. And I've heard these theories, and I know you're going to call it conspiracy theories. Have you ever seen John Roberts' kids?
No.
The ones him and his wife adopted?
No.
Research it. Google it. They bought Russian babies. And Russia has it over his head. And he has flipped ever since they adopted those Russian babies. I believe they're twin girls. Look it up, Google it. They've got something on Roberts that has absolutely flipped him in the last 15, 20 years. I can't believe how much he has sided with the liberal progressives on the Supreme Court. When he first got appointed by he was a rule of law constitutional jurist. That's what we were told. And in the beginning, if you look at some of his first rulings before he became Chief Justice, he ruled that way. The guy is somebody has got something on this guy. I just don't understand how he could have gone that liberal progressive as he has gotten older. I don't know. It's just a theory. But something is happening in this Supreme Court. And I'm even questioning Amy Coney Barrett. Did you hear her questions?
Yes. It appears like they're going to rule against the president. We'll see. It's looking like it, but we shall see.
Well, how many countries are there in the world? 192 or whatever there is. We only have 30 countries. I looked this up. There's only 30 countries in the world that allow birthright citizenship. 30. That's it. Trump posted on True Social how we could be so stupid to allow birthright citizenship when he came back from the Supreme Court. You know, like nobody does it. Well, Mr. President, with all due respect, 30 other countries do allow it. But that's a low percentage of all the countries there are in the world. Other countries protect their sovereignty. Why don't we?
Agreed. And we need to interpret the Constitution in its historical context. That's my argument.
Yes, absolutely.
That's it. And we're not doing it. We're simply not doing it.
And if we're not doing it now, after we lose the midterm elections and Congress is taken over by the Dems and the U.S. Senate is taken over by the Dems and they're able to impeach Donald Trump again and convict him in the Senate, then go ahead and put Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. as states where they gain four more U.S. senators, and then they change the rules and expand the Supreme Court to 21 new total justices instead of 9, and they pack it with 12 more liberals, this country is doomed. And that's the direction this is going because of the gas prices and the Iran war and people not understanding what the Trump is doing for us and our future posterity, our kids, our great-grandkids. I'm just getting so frustrated with people not understanding history and not understanding what this president is actually trying to do for us.
I don't think that the president is going to be removed from office. I do not believe that will happen.
If they flip the midterms and they get control of the House and the Senate.
You can't get 67 votes to convict the president. Not going to happen.
In the U.S. Senate?
Yes.
Lisa Murkowski.
67?
Susan Collins.
They're not going to get to 67. Not going to get that. No,
well,
that won't happen.
I pray to God you are right.
No.
All right. Well, I apologize, Pastor Chatfield. Vicki and I are going downstate to have a great weekend with our family. We will not be broadcasting church services this weekend from 11 to noon. We will be repeating our third hour discussion today. And what it's going to force you guys to do is you're going to have to go to church, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church in Burt Lake on M68 between Lansing and Indian River, and get to see Pastor Chatfield's face for the very first time.
Yeah. There
you go. Definitely has a face for radio.
That's it, for sure.
That's absolutely all I'm going to say. And you'll probably go to church services on Easter Sunday and probably never go back and only listen to them on the radio, but that's okay. This right. Sunday, you got to go in person. And
yeah,
isn't at our, what do they call that, a holiday Christian? Easter and Christmas services? What's that term called?
I suppose. I've heard that, yes.
Yeah. Well, this Sunday, you guys are going to have to do it. You're going to have to go see Pastor.
Hey, but I'm glad when people at least listen. I run into people all the time that listen all the time. So
good.
Praise
deal.
The Lord. But you're invited to come this Sunday. Amen.
Absolutely. Let's go see what Pastor Chatfield looks like. Thank you, sir. Good discussion. We appreciate you. God bless. Have a great Easter.
You too. Happy Easter.
Last hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. A judge has put a temporary end to a proposed 810-acre solar farm in Sheboygan County. EDP Renewables, an international renewable energy company, requested a special use permit to build a 110-megawatt facility powering the equivalent of more than 30,000 homes. The county approved the project, but a judge reversed that decision, saying the county doesn't have the proper ordinances in place for that type of facility. There's now a six-month moratorium in effect with an option to extend for commissioners to work on the proper ordinances. The county says it will respect the court's decision. NASA's Artemis II has yet another connection to the state of Michigan. Moeller Aerospace, headquartered in Wixom with offices in Harbor Springs, is the sole source manufacturer of all turbo machinery for the liquid oxygen and liquid fuel pumps on the engines that power the rockets. While Artemis II is headed to the